This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Good vibes and variety. The Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. Really got it all for you over here. Saturday morning special tomorrow. Very exciting. Best of the week. And it's Friday all day today. There's your roundup. That's it. We got to go. We're going to get out of here.
Good stuff.
Happy Memorial Day, everyone. We'll see you soon. The SF Zoo. They have a big deal going on here. This is super fun. Roar and pour. Celebrate summer and support the SF Zoo.
Boy, I feel like I'm there with
right?
you too.
I know, right?
Great job.
Roar and pour. It's an exciting new outdoor wine tasting event with a wild twist. And they're doing it on Friday, June 27th from 5 to 7 p.m. For tickets, visit sfzoo.org. Sounds really fun. Good idea, SF Zoo. All right, let us begin with movies this weekend. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. By the way, all these trailers up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I just toss them all up there. You can sort through or not, you know, whatever. It's up to you.
Do whatever you want.
There's no pressure, zero pressure. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. It's PG-13. It's the eighth Mission Impossible movie. It is a sequel to Dead Reckoning, where an advanced AI called The Entity became sentient and went rogue. In this one, Ethan, that's Tom Cruise, his IMF, who knows what IMF means?
I've watched every one of these.
I looked it up this morning.
I don't know.
Nobody?
International Mean Family.
Impossible Mission
Yep.
FAMFA.
It's the
absolutely.
FAMFA. It's the Impossible Mission FAMFA. It's Impossible Missions Force. Ethan's
force.
IMF. So, okay. Nobody knew. I didn't realize. I looked it up and it said like International Monetary Fund or something.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
oh, yeah. Well, that's.
I'm like, what? And then I put in Mission Impossible
right.
afterward. Impossible Missions Force. So Ethan's IMF is trying to find the entity's source code from a sunken sub.
Oh.
This is the entity, the AI that's gone rogue. Tom Cruise, Ving Rhames, Simon Pegg, they're all back. Haley Atwell plays Grace, the thief who joined the team in the last movie. And Pom Clementief is playing someone called Paris, who is an assassin who switched sides when Ethan spared her life. I don't know if she's from another one. So then, as I was looking this morning, I put this up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page as well. Variety has posted a Mission Impossible recap. Everything you need to know and remember before The Final Reckoning, which is the one that's out today. So if you've been like, I don't know if I should, it's very extended. It tells you need to know this from this one, and in this one they did this, and it leads to this, and it's, You know, it's all that.
Not that long ago, I rewatched them, and there's a few stinkers in there. Oh. Even though overall they're good, he had a partner, and they were, you know, like, it goes some love affair stuff where you're like, come on, do some stunts and go crazy in the world.
At least have stunt sex.
No. I don't look for movies. I mean, I look for those movies specifically when I need them. And then when I watch movies, I don't want stunt sex.
Oh, I think stunt sex is fun in movies. Because then I get a love story out of it. You know, that's, I mean, it's like something for everybody. And it's super fun and exciting. Anyway, there is quite, I'm reading through this right now. It's very detail oriented. If you want details on what you need to know before you go into this allegedly final, I guess this is the final Tom Cruise Mission Impossible. Is that what they're saying?
That's the story.
And they'll start it back.
What I'll say after rewatching them is while there's some that weren't as good as others, every one of them has a home run scene where you're just like,
how did they do that?
Oh, like there where he shoots this fish tank and the thing comes, rope destroys the, like, it's just, there's a bunch of scenes where you, or the one in the water where, didn't he almost drown?
Yes. That is, that scene makes you hold your own breath and gulp and you can't believe, and he's even, you can tell he's having trouble.
Yeah.
One of the scenes too, there's one where he's in like China and they've shot this scene where he's, there's like a river. And then there's kind of like multi-leveled slum looking.
Yes.
And he is booking through that. Like he's tearing along. It's like they shot miles of this. And it's such incredible. Like he disappears for a second. And then now he's up here. And he even, it's such a good scene.
There's always
some incredible thing that they've
pulled off. Definitely have money shots in those movies where you just go, well, that's what they, that's that movie was for that stunt.
The reason that, one of the things I think that sucks people right into these movies too, is they almost always start out in the middle of a thing where they're like, you know, he's hanging off of an airplane. You're like, oh, what could have led to this 4 days earlier? You know, there's a whole thing. Apparently, this movie cost $400 million to make. So their fingers are very much crossed because they don't open they are saying that this weekend might be a record breaking between Lilo and Stitch, which is also out, and Mission Impossible. This might be the biggest Memorial Day weekend of all time, box office wise, which would be huge because the box office ain't what it used to be.
Needs it.
And that's kind of what the anxiety is. $400 million for any movie. Like it's a pretty good bet, right? It's a Mission Impossible. It's the final one. It's a Tom Cruise movie. But if the early word is this one stinks.
Well,
Rotten Tomatoes up. Let's look at some of these.
When you say it costs $400 to make, are they? This is the second part of the seventh movie, as opposed to, you know what I mean? Like the numbering's weird. Do they mean that the?
It does seem that they mean that this one is $400 million.
Just this one.
That is how it reads.
Okay.
And because the other one, I think already. If that was included in it, it's already all set.
They've already made that nut. Okay.
Yes.
It's at an 80 right now.
80 on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah.
Yep.
Good, but not.
It's not bad.
But the popcorn meter is 93%.
Oh, and that's the audience.
That's the audience. And there's 500 plus reviews of that, so.
Okay. Lilo and Stitch is at 86%.
Oh.
Hmm.
We read quite a not flattering review.
You guys told me the reviews were terrible for it.
Just one. I saw that. I was like, that guy hated this. And what is the audience score on that? It's gotta
be big. Actually, this might be the original.
Yeah, new Lilo and Stitch. Uh-oh. Oh.
Reloading.
70%.
70. 93% popcorn meter.
Oh.
Kids are easy, though.
Yeah,
you find out the kids will, you know, I've had them walk away from something where I was just like, oh, kill me. And that was great.
I also think, from what I heard, the everyone went to see a Minecraft movie. Lilo and Stitch played as a trailer, so it just like the movie cycle is working its magic.
Because then the kids go, "I gotta see that."
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's all about that getting eyeballs on your thing, and it's harder and harder to do these days because there's so many things, and people don't want to look at anything for longer than 47 seconds,
right,
or whatever the number was,
something like that.
Yeah. So Lilo and Stitch, that's also out. This is the live action. You know the story already. A lonely Hawaiian girl adopts a dog who turns out to be a runaway alien. And the ensuing chaos heals her broken family. you know, there's always a moral. There's always an underlying thread. Some of the faces you'll recognize include Zach Galifianakis. He's going to be playing Stitch's creator, Dr. Jumba. You familiar?
I'm not, but he's great. Yeah, I guess I would be familiar. Wait, a creator?
That's what they're saying here.
I thought he was from another planet.
Yeah, I thought so too. And don't they even have, but aren't there all different kinds of aliens when they, remember when he gets
some aliens come to try and get him back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen Lilo and Stitch in a long time, but I will end up seeing this, whether it's this weekend or next. Right now, we're all aimed at Bottle Rocket. Yesterday, I had to go find my see-through backpack and realized I can't find it.
Oh.
You got to put something in your see-through backpack so it's not see-through or you're...
Or it just looks like some plastic wrap that's been stuck somewhere.
I don't...
You should put a shoebox in there.
Something.
Like, why is that shoebox in a plastic bag? Oh, it's my...
I can't find it, but that's what you need in order to get into Bottle Rock. You can't have... Guys, I guess. Girls can probably carry purses, but guys have to have a see-through backpack.
You know what? Don't take our word for this. Go ahead and go to Bottle Rock... NapaValley.com because they do have the list of do's and don'ts always there for the festival stuff. So, all right. So there you go. There's a trailer for Lilo and Stitch is up. That's the new live action, the trailer for Mission Impossible. Those are both exclusively in theaters today. And I've been seeing a lot of promotion for this. It does look fun. It's on Apple TV Plus. I think this is a standalone movie. It does not say that it's a series. So it's an Apple TV movie that's just starting right there on Apple. It's called Fountain of Youth. Have you seen, it's John Krasinski and Natalie Portman, they're siblings. They team up for some kind of global heist to find the mythological Fountain of Youth. It has a very Indiana Jones vibe.
I have not seen the ads for that at all. Have you?
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah. I started watching Murderbot, which is...
Oh my God. It's so good.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a show on Apple. This is why I've seen the trailer for this.
Because
this is on Apple Plus, Apple TV Plus.
Yeah.
There's a show called Murderbot that's on there. And I have been meaning to tell you about this because it's a series of books. It's called like the Murderbot Diaries or something.
And you've
like
read them all.
No, I just started them because I'm like, that looks like Alexander Skarsgård. And he's just a head. Like with a spring coming out of him, you know, like he's a murder bot.
Yeah, the picture they have for it, it's kind of weird looking.
He's like broken down. So I started reading the first book, and then I got about halfway through it, and John and I sat down and watched the two. I think there were two episodes available at that point.
Yeah, I think there's a new one today. There's a new one coming out today.
So we watched those, and it's pretty true to the general gist is what's happening in the book. But it's a sci-fi thing where this guy, he is a bot, but he's like, it's a cloned person inside with nothing. He's a Ken doll. And then he's got a sort of a battle bot suit on the outside and he has broken up with his governor. So he's his own guy in his head. Nobody is, but he has to pretend he's still being controlled by the company that owns him or they'll just come and get him and destroy him. And this is all sort of explained to you right off the bat in the thing.
Yeah, no, it gets right into it. It's
really good.
It
Murder is, Bot.
Yeah, it's definitely another home run from Apple.
Ugh. Yeah, plus Alexander Skarsgård. That guy's hot. I love him. He was great on True Blood as Eric Northman. And he was great in Big Little Lies as a terrible, terrible person.
True Blood was the most...
Awesome show ever. I agree.
It got so good. You know what? It had a couple seasons.
It did.
And then it just
off the rails.
It was awful. And there was a point where you just go, you burned up all my time with this is the route we're going.
Right. Now there's Werecougars. Like, what is happening?
Yeah.
It had promise. Yeah. It was fun. And they just lost it.
Yeah. That was, I think I watched it all. I liked it, Hook.
I loved that redhead vampire.
Oh, yes.
Remember her?
Yes.
I loved that you're talking about.
Do you know about this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because she was a virgin when she was made into a vampire. So now, every single time she does it, she's a virgin. Because anything that happens to you as a vampire, once you sleep, you are back.
You're
completely restored. You can cut off all your hair. You wake up, you've got all your hair.
The character was Jessica Hambry. Not the actress. The actress is Deborah Ann Woll, but the character was Jessica.
Well, Jessica. She went away, didn't she?
She was so good, though, on that.
What happened to her?
I don't know. Maybe she's doing other stuff.
Hey, let me jump in before we get too far away from my dumb statement earlier.
Okay.
I'm looking at Bottle Rock now. You cannot bring any backpacks unless they are entirely clear.
Girls, boys, nobody.
No backpacks. Okay.
All right.
What about a fanny pack?
Like
a small bag.
I think that that is
probably more likely.
Yeah, let me look that up.
Yeah.
Because there's a long list. I don't want to say into a mic until I know for sure.
But they generally want to see everything. So I don't know what the deal is with a fanny pack. I don't know if I'd take any chances.
Fanny packs are pretty important. Like, I don't have one. I don't wear one. I wouldn't. But for a person who's going to go have a couple drinks and be partying and around.
You want your hands free, nothing hanging on the back of
you want your car keys zipped into something. And you want your ciggies and your lighters and anything else you're carrying.
Your phone.
Zipped into phone, your zipped into something, all of it.
Sure. All the stuff I need.
Yeah, I'd go fanny pack all the time.
Oh, yeah, I love fanny packs.
I love fanny packs. Yeah. By the way, that actress that played Jessica, she is on Daredevil. She was on Daredevil, and then there's a Daredevil Born Again that's coming out, and she's going to be in that, too.
Oh, all right, good.
So she's working.
We did drift from the original thought here, which was on Apple TV, There's a show. I believe that it's a movie.
It's a movie.
But while you're on Apple TV Plus, check out Murderbot. Oh, my God, it's so good. And if you love great sci-fi, which I have been gobbling those books up. They're so good, and they're short. They're really good, Vinny.
Okay.
Fountain of Youth is on Apple TV tonight. The trailer's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's John Krasinski and Natalie Portman. They're siblings, and they're trying to find the magical Fountain of Youth. Looks like Stanley Tucci's in this one. On Max, soon to go back to HBO Max, so we'll all know what it is. The streaming premiere of Mickey 17. This is a movie that stars Edward Cullen, also known as Robert Pattinson, as a guy who signs up as a disposable worker at a space colony where he's cloned back to life every single time he dies. So I guess they call it a dark comedy. And that sounds like sci-fi to me. I
will watch that one for sure.
I do want to remind you, before I get into a couple other things here, Bob's Movie Club, we concluded our first week. And it was a great success. Really well done. And we've now moved from Hollywood to San Francisco. This week's assignment is, in case you missed it, Pacific Heights. We all need to watch Pacific Heights by Thursday morning at 6 a.m.
I already told the missus. I actually asked her it hit me last night as I was in bed and I was just getting to like decide, what am I going to do with my 10 minutes before I knock out? So I couldn't put it on. But then I texted the missus, have you seen Pacific Heights? She hasn't seen it either.
Oh, great. It's really
good. Was that a
good.
Big movie?
Yes, it was a big movie. 1990, I think it came out.
Okay.
Like really, and then John and I watched it shortly after we moved here. Like, so that would have been like 97 at some point. Like, oh, we should watch that. But it's good. It's a thriller. It's a crazy.
I'll get it done this weekend.
Because
it won't happen during the week. No way.
Yeah. You got it. Right. But you were saying this is not, you don't have to rent this. This is available to stream, like if you're a Prime member.
If you got Prime, yep.
So you'll be able to pause it. You don't have to, like I had to rent it and then watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood all within 48 hours. And that was challenging because that's a long ass movie. And I can only look at the screen for 47 seconds at any given time. So Mickey 17's on Max today. Pee-wee as Himself. This is on HBO. It's a two-part documentary. I only mentioned documentaries for you because I know you like them, Maddie.
No, and I saw his one man show right before he died in L.A. And he had so many great stories. So I'm excited for this documentary. It's gonna be good.
So that is that debuts tonight on HBO. Monday, we skip to Monday. The American Music Awards happened. The performers include Benson Boone, Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani, Gloria Estefan, Rod Stewart, Janet Jackson. The host is Jennifer Lopez. If you want to look at nominees, I suppose I could put that up on the ceremony.
So Benson Boone's going to be at Bottle Rock on Saturday night and then
Monday
go,
night,
oh,
he'll be performing.
Who can keep up that
LA.
Schedule? I guess young people.
He's
can.
Young.
Yeah, very. And then just because Kevin Costner loves the West. There is a series premiere of something called Kevin Costner's The West. It's an 8-part series that takes a fresh look at pivotal battles and iconic figures in the history of the American West. And that's on the History Channel.
Oh, there used to be a Kenny Rogers show called The West.
Oh, Kenny Rogers, The West. Kevin Costner stole it from Kenny
Rogers.
He
did steal it from Kenny Rogers.
The West.
Now he's going to open up chicken stands next. You never know.
Yeah, well, whatever it takes, wherever it breaks.
Kevin Costner's chicken.
Okay, let's move on to...
Was that a Seinfeld reference?
It was.
Which was?
Kenny Rogers Roaster.
Oh, yeah.
It's the one
that.
Outside the window yeah, that's the so light. Bright that he can't sleep.
This is one of those times when it's great to be famous. Like if you are super famous and you're on a hit show, like you're on Breaking Bad, you're Aaron Paul. And people are like, I love that show. It's awesome. Awesome show. And we're a touring band. And
here's some meth.
And he wants us to come over to his house and just like do a living room concert. You guys, let's do it. They all say yes to him. Apparently, Aaron Paul is a humongous music fan. He's really into all kinds of, and he reaches out to tour managers and promoters. And he's like, looks through the schedule of people who are coming to town and goes, can you see if they'll come over to my house on Thursday if they're in town, if they're ready for that? Just, you know, acoustic guitars, whatever. And it happens all the time.
And he pays them.
No. He says, come to my house and do a show. And 90% of them say yes. He was talking about this on the Hot Ones.
Okay.
It's like the fifth time we've talked about this show this week. There's a show. The Hot Ones is the one where you're being interviewed, but you're also eating progressively hotter hot sauce on chicken wings the whole time. On the latest episode of the Hot Ones, Aaron Paul's on there. And he says he's been doing these low-key shows for over 10 years. He says, the last one was actually one of my favorite bands, Cigarettes After Sex. No one has phones. There are no cameras. Everyone's just in the moment. And he said, honestly, like 90% of the time, people say, yeah, I'm down.
I had the clip, but she pretty much recapped it pretty
well. Oh, shoot. I didn't know you had the clip. Did I ask for that? I should have let you play it.
One other thing he mentions in the interview, because it's really, really good. I love watching those interviews when I find one that somebody tells me about. He was talking about the meth on the set.
Yes.
That it was made out of cotton candy.
Oh,
so he would be eating.
So you could eat it as
yeah.
you went.
Oh, funny.
He loved to eat the meth. And he said anytime somebody would come to the set, he'd be like feeding the meth, you know.
Adorable. Yeah. Oh, my God. We're joking. It's like candy cigarettes. Remember those when you were a kid?
Yes.
It's like, look.
We're playing with dangerous stuff.
Are trying to get Amazing. Us in the habit of sucking on a tube of death.
I would bet there are people who do come up to that guy and say, I got some meth if you want it or whatever. It's so stupid that you would be, but.
Yeah. You'd be like, is it made out of cotton candy?
I'll calling totally all meth so. Heads.
Right. Okay, so there's that. And it looks like I can give you just a couple notes from the Diddy trial. This has been, it's ongoing. It's ugly. It's a huge, like, yuck factor. Here's some of the stuff that's happened so far this week. A lot of testimony from Kid Cudi. You could call it explosive because they're talking about the car bomb. There was an alleged home invasion and car bombing. Rapper Kid Cudi testified that in 2011, Sean Diddy Combs broke into his home in L.A. after discovering his brief relationship with Cassie Ventura. Weeks later, Cudi's Porsche was destroyed by a Molotov cocktail, which we've heard several different versions of this story, as in he threatened it. It didn't happen. He was scared it might happen. They're saying here his Porsche was destroyed by a Molotov cocktail. That's what Kid Cudi testified to. He believes Combs was behind the incident. Combs denies involvement. Kid Cudi recounted a tense meeting with Combs at Soho House, describing Combs' demeanor as unsettling. He denied his involvement in the car bombing, but later apologized in 2015.
What?
Yes. Former employees, couple violent incidents. Former assistant George Kaplan testified about witnessing Combs physically abusing Cassie Ventura on a private jet in 2015. He also described an incident where Combs threw apples at a girlfriend named Gina during an outburst. Extravagant demands. Kaplan, that's the former assistant. Kaplan and another former assistant by the name of David James detailed Combs's lavish lifestyles, including the use of a black Amex card for extravagant purchases like boat rentals, specialty condiments, and he had a rider when he would go into a hotel saying, it's gonna be a mess. Here are the things that you need to be prepared to clean up, like melted wax on the rugs and lube everywhere. And by glube, I mean lube and oil and all the stuff. Lots of allegations of blackmail and coercion. Cassie Ventura's mother's testimony included that Sean Diddy Combs demanded $20,000 from her after discovering that Cassie had something of a relationship with Kid Cudi. And Cassie Ventura's mom was so scared for her daughter's safety and their own safety, they actually took out a loan to pay Diddy $20,000 to not hurt them.
And he took the money?
Yes. The mother also claimed that Diddy threatened to release explicit tapes involving Cassie and Cudi. The hotel staff were talking about the freak-off parties that happened in various hotels, detailing rooms left in disarray with evidence of drug use and sexual activities. The assistant guy, that Kaplan guy, testified he cleaned these rooms to prevent hotel staff from leaking damaged photos. But sounds like there was also a rider that he was talking about. And then they go on to talk about other things, but those were kind of this week's highlights.
I couldn't name a Kid Cudi song to save my life, but I saw him open for Gaga when she was here. He's amazing.
Really?
He is great. Like, he had this, the whole thing going on, music, dancing, and not like a dance troupe, just him.
Oh.
He was amazing. I left it going, Kid Cudi, who knew? But
you didn't hear any hits.
They're not.
I'm sure there are hits.
Yeah, I'm sure there are. I didn't know.
Day and Night's a big hit.
What's that?
Day and Night.
Oh, I don't know that one.
I don't know it, but I definitely left there going, man, the opening act was killer. Mm. Guy's good.
All right, what you got for me?
Oh, so much stuff, including, oh, not that. Sorry. Boy, you got me.
Get y'all riled up.
Well, no, I just got into your stories and now I don't know where. Memorial Day and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Woo. Sexy time. 50 Shades soundtrack. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, coming up at 8.05. One of your very last chances to join us with tickets for the WSF for Drag Me to Brunch.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by La Garza Summer Camp. La Garza Summer Camp has got it all. 30 locations across the Bay Area, a variety of programs from sports to STEAM, flexible scheduling, epic fun for kids, and peace of mind for parents. Head to lagarzasports.org and use the code ALICE for $50 off today.
That's great.
Man, eating right before you start broadcasting is just a bad idea.
My mouth is so full of spit. I'm so happy I'm not the one whose break this is.
Yeah, I am really just...
Go, go, go. I wish you well. Best wishes. Many happy returns. Balloons.
We normally eat what we bring, but today we got bagels.
Yes.
Yum.
Today we went carb heavy.
Okay, so it is Friday. Welcome to it.
Thank you.
It is Memorial Day weekend.
So exciting. Lots going on. Lots of traffic. Decent weather, right?
Bottle Rock. Yes, decent weather. Absolutely. Bottle Rock is happening. OKC won again last night, and they're up 2 on Minnesota. And the Knicks and Pacers play tonight. Pacers are up 1. That's a 5 p.m. game time. So a couple things real quick. It is Bottle Rock weekend, and we've been talking about what you can and can't bring. First of all, I'd say look it up. That's your best bet. Right. But what I've got for you is if you want to bring a backpack, it has to be 100% clear. People have texted in, and I seem to remember this. They have people selling clear backpacks right there.
Right.
Probably more expensive than you'd pay if you grab one at a store on your way up.
Yep.
But you can't count on that being available to you. I know I went to Target on our way up last year, and I ended up leaving with a little teeny backpack. You know those little ones?
Yeah. Little mini
guy. And it
guy.
Had strawberries on the...
Oh, how adorable.
It wasn't, though. It really, on the straps. Yeah, I was kind of bummed. And they weren't padded. They just had strawberries.
Right.
And, of course, my daughter goes... That is adorable.
And so she wore it all day.
No, she did not at all. No, it landed on me. But clear backpacks. And they say here that, and this is from 510, small purse or fanny pack, 6x9.
Oh, that's
Bottle Rock is really strict.
They are.
Otherwise, you need a clear backpack. And it's on their Instagram, says 510.
Oh, great.
So look it up. Make sure. Those days are long, and they're wonderful and super fun, but you don't want to be without your stuff.
Right. Right.
Okay, so it is Memorial Day weekend. Have we forgotten what Memorial Day weekend is about?
Yes,
is it about hot dogs and hamburgers and cookouts?
No.
Kinda.
I mean, it definitely is, right.
Memorial Day is one of the federal holidays in the United States for honoring and mourning the U.S. military personnel who died while serving the United States Armed Forces. 1.2 million people, men and women, have given their lives over the past 250 years to put us in a place where we can kick back, relax, listen to some music, and eat some food.
Some hamburgers and hot dogs.
So this weekend is about remembering those 1.2 million men and women, but I would guess, I would want to believe that they're proud of their efforts and that they're glad to see we can soak it up and enjoy. I want to think that they're up in heaven.
Well,
going,
a lot of hard-won freedoms.
Rip it
Let's
up out there.
Let's try to keep those going, those hard-won freedoms. That would be so awesome. Let's all think on that on Memorial Day. Remember how good we got it.
According to a new poll, half of Americans think Memorial Day has lost its original meaning.
Well, things become, you know, sales for mattresses and cars.
Well,
and,
exactly. And cookouts
and day
rock
off.
Concerts.
Right. Yeah.
But 40% say remembering Americans' fallen troops is not the first thing they associate with Memorial Day anymore. And that's because of all the other stuff that we've grown to know and love.
Yeah. It's like a kickoff to summer. That's how it feels.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, around here, it's Bottle Rock weekend. Mm-hmm. So anyway, there you go. Remember. And then rip it up out there.
Have a good time.
This is my life.
Oh, is this about kids?
No.
Oh.
Is it about surfing?
No. We have some nice people. In fact, what is my, I have it on my calendar because my wife wants it to be remembered as this.
Oh.
Amazing house cleaners as opposed to maids.
Oh, okay.
Twice a month, we have these people come in and they do the whole house.
Yes.
They vacuum, they clean all the things
scrub
in the bathroom.
They change sheets and do laundry too?
No, no changing of sheets and no laundry. Mm. We do that.
They come through and they do a great job, you say?
Yes. And so the story is, half of people clean their home for the house cleaner.
Yes.
What do you mean, yes?
John does clean for the housekeeper.
Yep. Mm-hmm. What do you mean, yep?
Yeah.
Always. You too?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, he straightens up and he makes sure that things are basically where they're supposed to be because he doesn't want them to be unfindable. So he,
oh, that they put them away and then you'll never find them?
Right. So he likes to run the dishes the night before and put them away in the morning so that they don't have to put them away. And he just, you know, he straightens everything up. He's like, I just don't like it to look like a pigsty when people come in, which it does all the time, except when people are coming over.
On our calendar, she calls them amazing house cleaners.
Oh, that's great.
I don't know. I mean, we all know what we're talking about, but she wants to politically correct call them.
Well, that's just a very nice way to put it. Amazing house cleaners.
I don't think, is maid derogatory?
I don't know.
I hope not. But yeah. Anyway, back to this. Cleaning your house for your house cleaner is surprisingly popular.
Yeah.
Over 50% of Americans say if they hired someone to come clean, they would tidy up first.
Right.
Absolutely happens at my house every night before the next day's arrival.
But are you saying that, because to me, what I really want is for them to dust everything, clean every surface, clean the bathrooms, like vacuum, do all the things. So I'll get all the stuff out of their way and, you know, because I have to, John's going crazy. So, but it's all set, but we're not doing any actual cleaning. We pick up the house.
Christina will clean some things because she doesn't want to be embarrassed.
Oh.
And also, you and I are living the same life where she's got a standard and the night before she's running everybody, the kids, pick your stuff up. What do you?
Right.
And I always say,
get it out of there. I don't want them wasting any time picking up kid toys. Those would be, put into a toy box.
Listen to you go. It's like you're there.
I was taught. I was,
By the way, the term maid is generally considered derogatory in modern
really?
Usage because of its historical and cultural baggage.
Oh.
Is that right?
Yep.
Well, that is why they're on my calendar as amazing house cleaners.
Mm. And I bet they
are. Is that better, house cleaner?
Yeah.
What about cleaning lady? Is that a bad thing?
You're just making off fun.
Cleaning person?
But what if they're a lady? Oh. A cleaning crew. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I say housekeeper.
Yeah, I don't.
But I actually think that in truth, a housekeeper is like a live-in situation from oldie Englandy. You know what I mean?
Or even Alice at the Brady Bunch.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Like she was a live-in housekeeper.
Right.
Cleaning person is considered neutral.
Okay.
Cleaning person.
Yes.
All right.
That's good.
Our cleaning person.
Great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
It's neutral.
Half of people clean their house before the house cleaners come. Yeah. That's just a...
Well, you don't want them wasting time picking up your stuff and then misfiling.
Well, I'm glad you've been fed the rights, the marching orders. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, again? Yes, every other week. Yeah. Pick up all your crap.
It's and a good exercise, actually.
And that is when, and if I don't do it, I come home to find all that on my bed. All the things that I didn't pick up, she goes through, picks it up, drops it on my bed.
Put that wherever it goes.
Yes, dear.
Is it all your shoes and stuff? Get those out of the way.
It is my shoes and a hat.
Oh, a hat on the bed.
Is that bad?
Apparently it's bad luck.
Yeah, it's bad luck.
Yeah.
Well,
my mom used to get very upset about a hat on the bed.
Maybe that's why I'm having so much trouble these days. Too many hats on the bed.
You got to cut it out with the hats on the bed, my friend.
I never heard that one. That must be a new one.
I don't know.
It's a very old one.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't know. I checked with the kid and she's like, nope, nothing.
It's just, good. It's being phased out then. That particular superstition is on its way out if Bob doesn't know about it.
Top 10 U.S. beaches are mostly in Hawaii. You guys know the deal, but let me read this one to you.
Okay.
I want to find out. Coast Guard Beach.
Never heard of it.
Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
Where in Cape Cod?
It's Coast Guard Beach.
Yeah.
That's where.
Loop Beach was our beach.
Loop
Beach? Loop. L-O-O-P. And there are beaches in like Oysterville.
Oysterville.
And Hyannis.
Well, a lot of these are Hawaii, but the number one beach in America for 2025 is Cooper's Beach, Southampton, New York.
Oh.
At number 10 was Coast Guard Beach, Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and I thought for sure you'd be like, yes.
Let me look it up.
We tapped kegs there all the time.
No, in fact, like Cape Cod is so much bigger than you think, too. Like, just to get to like my friend's house, she's like on the corner at the elbow. And it was like all day, just so much traffic and driving down the Cape. Yuck. Coast Guard Beach on the Cape. Let's have a look.
Which friend is that?
My friend
Peggy?
Leslie.
Oh, Leslie.
Yeah, Leslie Carr.
Leslie Carr.
K-A-R-R, kick-ass rock and roll. She was such a badass. She was a roommate of mine in college.
Kick-ass rock and roll.
Kick-ass rock and roll. She's a great rider, too.
Horse rider, you mean?
Yes. A horseback rider. I went to horse school.
Oh, and she was in horse school with you?
She was.
But also was a kick-ass rock and roller.
She was just she was like a rock chick, a cool chick, like party all night. She would go for it.
Where is she now?
She still lives. She lives in Chatham, out on the Cape. Last I checked.
Ah.
Yeah.
All right. Did you find Coast Guard Beach, or should I move on?
No, go ahead. You can move on. Oh, all right. I'll move on. I can't find the map for it. I don't know why.
for Coast Guard Beach.
Hold on, let me just type in map. I'm sure Google will help me out. There it is, Coast Guard Beach. There. Oh, it's by Nauset Beach. How funny.
You got it?
Yeah,
you know
I
it?
I have it. I don't know.
You get
it.
Sunburnt there
I
sometime?
Don't in know. The- it's up around, like, if this is the Cape, which way would it be for you? Like that, I guess. It's here. Like, this is where she lived in Chatham. It's really far from, like, the mainland. And then it's, like, here.
Oh.
Halfway up the arm. Halfway to Provincetown up the arm.
All right. If you saw a fly on a spider web, would you set it free?
No. That spider's got to eat.
Yeah, and who wants, what do you want to, what, in what world do you want to fly?
Over a spider.
Rescued in your house.
Yeah.
Flying around.
Well, I don't want any bugs in my house, including spiders, I'm sorry to say. I will let them be. I'm not going to do anything about them. But John, if John sees a spider, he'll freak out. And I'm always like, give me a card and a cup. Let me get it out of here. I don't like to hurt, I love spiders. I think they're incredible.
I don't hate spiders either. My kids and my wife, they all hate spiders.
Yeah.
Hate them, and I have to kill it right now.
What?
Yep.
I mean,
they're the best.
You should show them James and the Giant Peach.
I'm sure they've seen it.
Yeah. That's he gets hurt as a friend because he doesn't kill her.
But I will say, I do kill flies. I am down to get rid of a fly.
Flies.
Get out of my
you
house.
You are the producer of maggots.
Especially those giant summer flies that just bounce
slow
off crap.
Slow and stupid.
Ging, 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 ging.
Mm. Dummies.
Get out.
Or I'll kill you.
Not many people would go out of their way to save a fly, even if they claim they wouldn't hurt a fly. Mm. No, I'm going to hurt a fly.
Yeah.
I won't hurt a spider if I don't have to, but I am going to hurt a fly. You got to get out.
Yeah. Never torture flies or spiders or anything. Just if you got to kill them, just kill them. Make it swift. No suffering. No pulling the wings off of flies.
You quit doing that?
No, I didn't quit doing it. I've seen people do that.
Oh.
It's hideous. Like, don't, why would you be an animal, a life torturer? Like, just kill it. If you're going to kill it, kill it. Slap it like a mosquito. And if it's not dead, hit it again real fast. Put it out of its misery.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff that you guys had to say. My favorite beach when I was in the Marines was Black's Beach. If you know, you know. Craig Livermore, the app. Black's Beach is a nude beach.
Oh. When you know, you know.
Right. Mm. Very much like Baker Beach is a nude beach.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can catch Sarah there every Saturday
God,
morning.
Oh, there just always. I love to just run on the beach naked at dawn. And then I get it out of my system for the week. Every Saturday, meet you at Baker Beach.
Cape Cod has a different beach that you can go to every day of the year and never repeat.
Oh.
They also have the same with lakes. Different lake every day, 365. Is that true?
There's a lot of water there.
I've never been to Boston. After all these years, I still haven't gone.
My cousin texted me. It's not Oysterville. It's Osterville. Because we just called it Oysterville when we were kids.
It's Osterville?
Osterville.
Hmm. And they just did that?
Mm-hmm.
Like just now?
Yeah, I got people listening to this show, Vin.
Oh, who's listening? Who texted you?
It's Braddy.
Brad. Thanks, Brad.
Hi, Brad.
Hey, Braddy.
Hey, Braddy. Brad's not the one you made out with. That's Tucker.
That's his older brother, Tucker.
Yeah.
And I didn't make out with him, just to be clear.
That's the story I've always heard.
Yes, from Vinny.
With tongue,
time.
Right?
No, I heard it from you,
nope.
too.
Yeah,
oh
we
God.
All heard it.
Stop it.
Have you ever touched Tucker's tongue with your tongue?
Yes.
Then you
right.
made out.
But we did not make out. We were 11 years old, or 10, and the rest of them, we were the two oldest cousins, and we were all sitting around.
We'll show you guys
about,
how to make
no.
out.
Not at all. We were all just like little kids going, you know what French kissing is? Oh my God, they touch tongues. And then me and we're like, it's like this.
Hey, Tucker.
Stuck out our tongues and touched tongues. That is like the polar opposite of a makeout.
When we make out with tongues, I need you to put your hands on my ass.
Talking about 10-year-olds, Vinny. That's just out of line.
Yeah, why are you telling Tucker?
I'm not.
To put...
You are. Stop telling Tucker what to do.
I never have told God. Tucker to do anything in his whole life.
All right, I think that might be Bob's first time hearing that story. Did I or did I not make out with Tucker?
It sounds like you tongue-touched.
Is that a make out?
No.
Was that an ass grab?
No.
So you're saying you didn't
tongue
take
touch
his
her.
Hands... Yeah, I know you. God. You always...
Will you stop it? I was a 10-year-old, and it was...
I feel like that story's gotten watered down over the years. Because when I first heard it, it was totally making.
No!
Is it your cousin?
Yes, my cousin.
Very your first cousin?
Yes. Don't make it any worse.
Let me ask you this. Do you know if your brother ever brought Tucker to the peephole? You know the one in Cape Cod?
Oh, the one in Cape Cod, all of us used the peepholes. You could see it was like a kind of an uninsulated giant house. So you could lay anywhere in the attic and see down into whatever room was below you.
Oh.
Yeah, that was, and the kids, we would all sleep up in the attic. It was super fun. Oh my God, we had such adventures. It didn't get creepy until a little later. Yeah.
And was Tucker involved in that or you don't know?
I'm sure Tucker was involved in all of it.
Oh boy.
Yeah. But I was not, but I was in the attic. There was only peeping on the adults. And there was some crazy ass that went down in that house.
Changed the story a little bit. Your brother was peeping you.
The peephole is at my house that I grew up in, and it's in a wall at my house.
Oh, Tucker never came to your house.
He, I'm sure, did come to my house, but that wasn't a thing. That was, oh my God, it just gets worse. Yes, my brother was creepy.
Oh, wow.
It was a time, Sarah.
Was it?
What's coming up in the trash?
I have no idea. I'm pretty sure. I know. Maddie might be in love with this guy. I'll tell you after these.
Oh.
Get up.
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.